Today, the candidates who want to serve you as Putnam County Commissioner, Overton County School Board Member, Overton County Executive, and White County Commissioner. Welcome to Meet the Candidates from Light Rock 95.9 and News Talk 94.1. I'm Tom Duggan. Today, our series begins where you get the chance to hear from the candidates, where they stand, the issues that are important in their minds, where they want to take the Upper Cumberland moving forward. We begin today's program with Ron Chaffin, candidate for the Putnam County Commission in District 2. Ron, thank you for joining us on the program. What initially made you want to be part of the Putnam County Commission?
Well, actually, I have been able to, and it's actually been an honor to be able to serve two different terms over the last 20 years or so. And I guess probably the main thing that really prompted me to want to run this time is just the passion. I mean, I just love Putnam County, and I respect the people here in Putnam County, and I feel like that everything that we got done, I was on between 2006, 2010, and at that time we were looking at buying the property in a kind of a co-venture with the city with the industrial park. And, you know, at that time we had a vision of what we wanted to see. And now, that vision has come to, I mean, it's here, and it's just a passion and just to be able to see the vision of what we could do 10 years from now. So, and it's just great to be a part of that.
Have there been any other issues or events, something that in addition to has made you want to run for this office?
Well, you know, it's just the fact of knowing that, you know, everything that we do here in Putnam County is going to be the result of the decisions that are made now. But there's not any really one in particular thing. It's just the fact that you know, I feel strongly about education. I feel strongly about, you know, our security as far as our sheriff's department and everything that they do. And I mean, we've got to keep everybody safe and EMS for, you know, taking care of those when we need them. And it's just a combination of a lot of things and the reason why I wanted to run again.
Ron, you know, we're at a time when people want more services. How do you go about prioritizing those things?
Well, you just basically see, you know, what are our, you know, most important needs now. I mean, you know, just like, for example, we had 10, 15 years ago, we had the issue with the priority was, at that time, was actually we had a jail overcrowding and we were sending prisoners out and our inmates out to other counties, and we were having to pay for those services, you know, in other counties. So, you know, that was something that was important then. Now I think it's growth. I mean, I think we need to, you know, look at ways that we can get more industry in here. I mean, now that we've got our park out there and got the property there to facilitate that, and all of our infrastructure has been put in, the fifth interchange is there. You know, I think that is what really we need to work on now, is just coming up with ways that we can attract more industry.
Are there specific things that you see that you think the county needs to do a better job of?
Well, I mean, I think as the years go by, you know, you have different groups of commissions that do things and made some, you know, good decisions. I think the group that we've got now has done a really good job. And I just feel like that you need to have the vision to see what's going to be best for the community.
We're speaking with Ron Chaffin. He is a candidate for Putnam County Commission out of District 2. Ron, there's been a lot of focus lately on broadband access in Putnam County. How important do you feel that is?
I think it's vitally important, because as we continue to grow, and, you know, 10 years ago or 20 years ago, I mean, we had no idea that we would be in the position that we are now. And I think that's one of the most important things we can do, not only for I know everybody in our household and even our students in school, I mean, we're starting to rely more on the internet. And I feel like that's going to be a vital part as we continue to grow that can incorporate itself. So as far as communication, you know, whether it be through, emergencies or, you know, anything just to get the word out to folks in the outer bounds of the city, you know, I think, broadband is one of the things that we really need to emphasize on most.
As you've talked to local voters, what are you hearing from them? What are their concerns?
Well, you know, and you're going to hear this, and I heard it, you know, 10 years ago and 20 years ago, as far as keeping our taxes low. You know, You know, Putnam County's got one of the lower tax rates they are, and you know, and I just feel like that as this county, you know, and I still want to emphasize on growth as we continue to grow. You know, I think we're going to have to pay for services that we offer, but you know, I feel like there's and nothing that we can do anything about, because over the years and years and years, we've always had cost of living raises through work and you know, everything else, and I just feel like that as long as we can keep it to that point, and you know, we're always going to have inflation. There's not really anything we can do about that, but if as long as there's not no real big huge burst all of a sudden, I think if as long as we keep up with the cost of living, I think that's what we need to work toward.
You've mentioned growth, and Putnam County is facing growth, and there are a few issues with that. How will you push the county to manage that growth?
Well, you know, and it all goes back to our departments. It all goes back to our education, and I just feel like that as we continue that, we've just got to keep up, and you know, having the services available that it's going to take in order to manage the new folks that are coming in, and I just think that it's just going to be a management issue as far as, you know, where we need our tax dollars to go to the most in order to take care of that.
We're speaking with Ron Chaffin. Ron, how important do you feel it is for the county to have a strong relationship with the city of Cookeville?
Oh, it's extremely important, because we're a team. I mean, we can't, you know, one particular entity can't do it all. I mean, because, you know, we have the county, you know, there are city folks that live here, and we've got over the years we've had, you know, our mayor has done, in my opinion, has done a good job, and the city council seems like they have worked together, and, you know, just like the county commission. And I feel like that you have to have the working relationship with them, and it takes everybody inputs in order to make things work, you know, just like we did with the industrial park. I mean, that was a city and county and venture both together. And I feel like that at the time, you know, we worked really well, same way with the county and the school board, you know, with education. You know, it takes that working relationship in order to get things done.
Finally, what do you feel like the people of Putnam County are getting in Ron Chaffin as a county commissioner?
The main thing that I feel like that is important as being the commissioner in the second district is making sure everybody knows that their voice counts, you know, and being ready and being, you know, I always had a pet peeve ever since, I guess that's the word I can use. But when I would go to commission meetings, you know, I want to be able to know what's on the agenda, what we're talking about, and I want to have the time to be able to research whatever issue is coming before the commission so that we can make sure that we make the very best possible decision we can. And it just don't rely on me. It relies on everybody in my district. You know, I want to hear from my district. I want to hear from the folks that have elected me as their commissioner. I want to do the job that they expect me to do.
Mr. Ron Chaffin, candidate for the Putnam County Commission out of District 2, joining us here on Meet the Candidates. Our guest on Meet the Candidates is Sam Sandlin. He is a candidate for the county commission in Putnam County out of District 2, in fact, an incumbent running for another term. Mr. Sandlin, what initially led you to run for the office of Putnam County Commission?
Well, I've always had an interest in community service. I think if you look back, I've always been involved in something. And when Bob Duncan decided to not run again 4 years ago, I tried my best to find somebody to take his place, and I was unable to find the appropriate person, so I just ran myself. I'm a CPA by occupation, and so, you know I can read a financial statement. You know I can read a budget. I'm a structured thinker. I just thought that I would be able to do it and help out.
What do you think are some of the most important characteristics of a county commissioner?
Well, those things I just said, if you can think through things and not just rear up and say, I'm going to vote no, but instead try to see the other person's side and try to find a common ground of compromise. And like I said, instead of just voting no, find some common ground that we can all vote yes and it be a good outcome for our county.
What role do you feel like a county commissioner has overall in the county government?
Well, honestly, I guess more than anything, it's kind of a policy setting. You know, the department heads and the elected officials run the day-to-day operations of their respective areas, and then we're so very fortunate to have a county mayor like Randy Porter and a sheriff like Eddie Ferris. We've got so many people that are good at what they do and work really hard for the people of Putnam County. The county commission just pretty much sets policy. And, of course, to borrow money, you know, that type of thing. But if everything's working right, we're not very visible.
We're speaking with District 2 Putnam County Commissioner Sam Sandlin, who's running for re-election here on Meet the Candidates. Sam, Putnam County is facing growth, and there are issues with that. How much will you push the county to manage that growth?
Well, you've got to manage growth. I mean, I guess the question, a better question might be, how much growth are we going to push for? The city council came to us, or the city water person came to us and wanted some help in upgrading the pump system for our source of water for this whole area, not just the city, not just the county. We probably touch four other counties with the water that the city of Cookeville pumps up here. And we were approaching 88% of our capacity without this work. So, you know, I think at that point you start pushing for growth. It's kind of a reverse of your situation. Do you put in the infrastructure and then ask for growth, or do you push for growth and then respond with infrastructure? And I think it's a balance between the two. And I think the city of Cookeville, the county of Putnam, both do a really good job of trying to, in all of our cities, Monterey, Allgood, Baxter, and Cookeville.
Sam, one of the county's biggest fund expenditures are, of course, schools. Do you think the system is being a good steward of the money spent for schools?
Oh, yeah. It's a very complex issue. You know, a lot of people will tell you that we're all for education, and any dollar we spend on education is a good dollar spent, and all of that's true. But then when it comes down and you've got projection of a certain age of school-going child, and we know we need a K through 8, and then you realize that's going to cost $50 million, $55 million, whatever the last 54, whatever the last number was. Boy, it's really serious. And then once you build a $54 million school, you've got to fill it full of teachers and staff and turn the lights on. And, you know, it's a significant thing, the education. I think Putnam County does a good job of making quality education available. And I think we're lucky to have Tennessee Tech and Ball State and the other higher education places available to help the students in this area.
The county commission will be overseeing the expansion of the Justice Center. How important is the public safety role in your mind to county's work?
I don't know if the people understand. Overcrowding was a huge issue. And I say was in the past tense because during COVID, judges quit putting people in jail. You know, 400 people in a jail is not ideal conditions when there's a communicable disease going around. So basically the population of the jail dwindled because the judges consciously quit putting people in there unless, just by golly, they really needed it, that type of thing. And so, but we're still facing, when we're gaining every week now, when we get back up, we're putting 400 people in a building that's built for 280 or something like that. That's not going to miss it much. So we're subject to being taken to court and told that if you don't, you know, we're going to do it for you if you don't do it. So that's where we were. We're trying to cover ourselves and do what's right. And spend the county's money as frugally as we can and support our sheriff's department. I think, you know, one of the great things about our area, everybody wants to say we live in a great area. We do. One of the keys to that infrastructure is the law enforcement, the city of Cookeville police, and the sheriff's department, and all the Allgood, Monterey, and Baxter police also. They all interplay and I think do a great job. And that's a piece of the infrastructure for this area.
Why do you feel like the Putnam County voters should reelect Sam Sandlin back to the Putnam County Commission?
because I'm Sam Sandlin. Because I show up and I try and I am open-minded and I'm progressive, but I'm also conservative. And, you know, I honestly feel like I've done a good job.
Mr. Sam Sandlin has been our guest. He is seeking re-election to the Putnam County Commission out of District 2.
One storm could change your landscape. Don't let that happen. Call Putnam County Tree Service to get the trees trimmed, dead branches removed, stumps ground. All it takes is one strong wind to damage your home. Putnam County Tree Service can help with the heavy branches to keep your trees healthy and strong. Call 528-3828, 528-3828 to protect your home, your landscape, your family. Putnam County Tree Service.
If you are going to court, you need the very best. You need a specialist with proven experience and results to get you justice. Cookeville attorney Henry Fincher is who you need. He's a Harvard Law School graduate. He's recognized as a national super lawyer. Henry Fincher is a certified specialist in civil trial, elder law, and family law. No other attorney in Tennessee has more certified specialties. Don't trust your case to just any lawyer. Hire the best. Hire Henry Fincher.
As we continue on Meet the Candidates, our next guest is Mr. Mark Hutchins. He is running for Putnam County Commission out of District 2. Mr. Hutchins, it's good to have you on the program with us. What led to your decision to run for County Commission out of District 2?
Well, Tom, I have always wanted to serve. I've lived in Cookeville and Putnam County longer than I've lived anywhere in my entire life, and I really consider this my home, and it's given so much to me, and I really feel strongly that it's my turn to turn around and serve the folks that have treated me so well for so many years.
What experiences in your life do you feel make you a good candidate for this position?
I spent 30 years plus in higher education administration, which is what brought me to Cookeville some 16 years ago. And in being able to administer, you know, major budgets and deal with personnel issues and even work on things like economic development and priorities that impact quality of life issues in the places where everywhere that I've lived, I think really gives me a leg up in the ability to be able to see things from a pretty broad perspective. Additionally, I've lived in about five different states and have been involved in local governments, working with them as they relate to the institutions that I've served in many different places. So I've seen quite a few things, and I think there's some opportunity for me to share that experience with Putnam County.
Now, you mentioned what led you to run for the office, but in addition to that, was there any type of issue or an event or anything like that that also influenced your decision?
I don't know that there's any one single thing as much as that I feel really strongly about a few key areas. I feel strongly, obviously, about education since I spent much of my career in that. And to me, it does not start with higher education. It starts with local education. So I think that's real key for me. I also feel strongly about safety and security, our security of our community. And I'm very proud of what Putnam County does in that area now, and I really think we need to make sure we continue to support and strengthen that area. And then just the opportunity to help develop jobs and quality of life issues for all of our citizens. I have enjoyed that myself, and I think it's important as we have new people coming into this region that we make sure that we have the things in place to offer that for them as well.
Our guest is Mark Hutchins. He is seeking a position on the Putnam County Commission out of District 2. Mark, Putnam County is facing growth, and there's a lot of issues with that. How will you push Putnam County to manage that growth?
You know, the growth has been pretty phenomenal, as you just mentioned, over quite a few years now, and I don't see that slowing up any, and I think that's going to cause us some challenges when it comes to infrastructure and roads. And I know people, I chuckle when I hear folks talk about traffic. I've lived in much larger cities, and so when I see traffic issues in Cookeville, I smile at those because it does mean we're making quite a bit of progress. But I really think that it does also mean that we have a responsibility to make sure that folks have access to that infrastructure, access to water. Not everybody's moving into a place that has, you know, great water lines or great internet connection or those things that are no longer luxury items, but are things that are necessary for them to be able to have maybe a job or a distance job and to be able to have access to that type of service.
Well, speaking of services, we are at a time when it seems people want more services. How do you go about prioritizing those things?
I believe you have to really listen to the constituents to understand what the needs are. And that's not just from my district. I think as a collective group, the commissioners have to listen to all of the constituents because as much as we'd like to think it was different, resources can be limited. And so it's a matter of being able to do the things that have the greatest impact on the community in the shortest amount of time. And you want to do them in the shortest amount of time so that you can move on to other priority projects. And so, you know, as you listen to that and put together the plans and ideas and carry those things out, you are able to mark some of those things off that folks need and then are able to address some of those other needs.
Mark Hutchins, do you see specific things you think the county needs to do a better job of?
You know, Putnam County's got a long history, and again, looking back at all of the different places that I've been, they've got a long history of doing things really, really well, really nicely. So I think more than things that we're not doing or that we should be doing, we probably have a lot of things we should be doing more of. And as I mentioned, those things that probably inspired me most to run for this position, it would be to focus on quality of life and on education for this region. I think those are the things that are key for us. And, you know, we've had such a great history of being fiscally responsible in this county. And so I don't see that changing regardless of who is elected. I think the county is well versed in being able to manage that type of thing, including in times of growth. And so, you know, I really think that it's not so much what should we do differently, but what we should do more of.
How important is it for the county to have a strong relationship with the city of Cookeville?
I think it's important for the county to have a relationship with all of the municipalities in Putnam County. City of Cookeville obviously is the largest and where we call our county courthouse home. But it's, I think with Monterey and with Baxter and all of the other surrounding communities in the county, I think it's incredibly important that we maintain and work together as one unit. We have a unique geographic shape to our county that I think lends us to have great exposure, especially along the interstate corridor there for all of these communities. And I think the county should be responsible and take pride in all of those areas.
Mark, as you talk to local voters, what are you hearing from them? What are some of their concerns?
I think the things that I've talked about, I know that education in particular is one of those things that, you know, that they are excited about. And, we've got an opportunity for new schools in this entire region that I think would be real important. We've got an opportunity to continue to make sure that we continue keeping quality teachers in the classroom. And that's probably one of the things I hear more often than not. The infrastructure is great, but if you don't have the right folks teaching, then you've got greater issues. And so I really think those are probably the key priorities that I hear. And then again, the things regarding infrastructure and that I mentioned a little bit earlier that folks would like to see addressed.
Finally, what do you feel like the people of Putnam County would be getting in Mark Hutchins as a county commissioner?
Well, if I have any one fault, it's probably loyalty. I think I feel confident in saying that they would receive my all, receive the best that I've got to give, because that's what I've received in this community since I've gotten here. And so I really think that they will find, and I love visiting with people, that they find that I am committed to what I put my mind to, and that it's not about me as much as it is about making sure that we do great things for this region.
Mark Hutchins has been our guest. He will be running and seeking the seat of county commissioner out of District 2 on the Putnam County Commission. Our next guest is Mr. Bruce Hutchins. Now, Bruce is the incumbent candidate in District 1 on the Overton County Board of Education, but he is serving out the term of his late wife, Dr. Diane Sadler. Bruce, it's good to have you on the program. I know you were appointed to the board position a couple of years ago. What was your goal once you were appointed to the Board of Education?
Well, there were several things that Diane was passionate about being on that school board, some things that she had tried to get started, one being a track facility for our track team. There were concerns across the board. She knows this school system like the back of her hand. And my goal was to try to finish some of the things that she got started, and we've accomplished a lot of that in the past 2 years. We're still working on the track, but recently all the decisions have come down to my decisions now, and that's why I'm running for election in the upcoming election.
Well, I was going to say, now that you've had a couple of years on the board, having been appointed to the board, what are some things that have led to your decision to seek re-election to the Board of Education?
We're involved in so many things right now on the school board. There's a lot of a lot going on in the world. We're trying to do things like looking into more school safety, trying to make our schools safe all across the county. We have staffing shortages. It's hard to find bus drivers and teachers, and we want to make sure we keep the teachers that we've got. I'm proud that we gave our teachers a raise, and we're looking at that all the way across the board to make things better, to keep our people here working and happy in Livingston and in Overton County. So there's maintenance and repairs across in every school. One thing that concerns me, being in the home improvement business for almost 40 years, I can see a significant problem in the near future. We need plumbers, electricians, carpenters, people in the vocational arts. There are a lot of kids that's coming out of high school that's not going on to college. There's a lot of kids that go to college that come out of college and they're still looking for a job. But there's a shortage in people to do the work that's needed every day on every home. And we got to do more to get the kids interested in doing that line of work. There's new facets of home improvement that's going on, you know, with replacement windows, doors, gutter helmets, just all across the board. It's something that we need to address, and we got to do something to get the kids interested, because they're the ones that's going to be doing it.
Bruce Hudgens is our guest on Meet the Candidates. He is the incumbent on the Overton County Board of Education out of District 1. Bruce, as you meet with and speak with local voters, what do you hear from them in terms of their concerns?
Well, every school, like I said, has repairs that's got to be done, from gymnasiums to kitchen equipment to the roofs, AC unit. We're trying to take care of that. You can't get it all done at one time, and so we're trying to get everything taken care of as much as we can with that. There's people that's asking about homeschooling, things that's I wasn't expecting to hear from. It's, to be honest with you, the pandemic has just changed such an outlook on everything.
Bruce, if you are elected to the Overton County Board of Education for a full term, what would you tell the voters of Overton County and District 1 that they'd be getting in Bruce Hudgens as their Overton County Board of Education representative?
Well, I want to let them know that I'm there. Anything that I can do to help, or anything I can make available to you, or to bring attention to, that's what I feel like I'm there for, to address what the people are wanting, the people need, the people expect out of our school systems, and the people that run the schools, the people that staff the schools. I'm going to do the best I can. I've never given less than 110%.
Bruce Hudgens has been our guest on Meet the Candidates. Again, he is the incumbent out of District 1 for the Overton County Board of Education. Our next guest is Ms. Shirley Myers. Now, Shirley is seeking a position on the Overton County Board of Education out of District 1. She's challenging for that seat. Shirley, it's good to have you on the program with us today. What led to your decision to run for Board of Education in Overton County?
I had been in education for almost 40 years, retired from the Overton County school system, and then I went to Tech and worked for about 8 years when they opened the Millard Oakley STEM Center. I'm very interested in teachers and in students. I have the time to put into it, and I really want all the students of Overton County to get a good enough education to be able to support themselves and their family.
Now, Shirley, you've obviously got a background in education. Do you feel you have other experiences in life or qualifications that also help make you a good candidate for the Board of Education?
I think so. My husband, who died in this August 3 years ago, was an attorney. And you might not believe that, but I got as many legal questions as he did, probably. And people coming to the house, people with problems. I saw a lot of, he was a probate judge and a juvenile. And, of course, a lot of our students are involved in the legal system as foster students or some type of children's services. So that also helped me a great deal. And working at Tech, although it's education, that's a whole different feel when you deal with young adults that are coming and seeing how their education is helping them, what kind of education they got, what little spaces that they should have gotten. And then they just tell you what courses they do well in and what courses they don't. And that makes us look at our system and say, hey, we should have done something about this. So that's mainly where I've spent most of my life, and I've been in Livingston 50 years next year.
Shirley Myers is our guest on Meet the Candidate. Shirley is seeking a seat on the Overton County Board of Education out of District 1. Shirley, did you see any particular issues or events or anything like that that also helped influence your decision to run?
No, I really am a moderate. I am running as an independent, but that's just the way the system was set up this time in Overton County. But I know a lot of people in town. I know most of the people on the school board, and there were some retirements, and this just seemed like a good time to run and serve a few years helping out the school system.
Shirley, as you have met with and spoken with local voters, what are you hearing from them in terms of what some of their concerns may be?
One of the main concerns, and this was even before I ran, and then I went to an auction and someone came up for me and said, I heard you might run. Let me tell you what I want. And it was nurses. And we have a lot of diabetic children, a lot of children that do have medical plans in all our school. Overton County is really, all the schools are out quite a ways in their own community. So a half-time nurse that might be there one half of a day and not the other just doesn't always work for our rural school. So number the one, they really want full-time nurses in every school in Overton County. And that was one of my goals that I put in the paper.
Ms. Shirley Myers has been our guest on Meet the Candidates. Again, she is seeking a seat on the Overton County Board of Education out of District 1.
One storm could change your landscape. Don't let that happen. Call Putnam County Tree Service to get the trees trimmed, dead branches removed, stumps ground. All it takes is one strong wind to damage your home. Putnam County Tree Service can help with the heavy branches to keep your trees healthy and strong. Call 528-3828, 528-3828 to protect your home, your landscape, your family. Putnam County Tree Service. Make the call this week.
If you are going to court, you need the very best. You need a specialist with proven experience and results to get you justice. Cookeville attorney Henry Fincher is who you need. He's a Harvard Law School graduate. He's recognized as a national super lawyer. Henry Fincher is a certified specialist in civil trial, elder law, and family law. No other attorney in Tennessee has more certified specialties. Don't trust your case to just any lawyer. Hire the best. Hire Henry Fincher.
Overton County Executives race. Ben Danner is the incumbent looking to serve another term of the people of Overton County. Ben Danner joins us now. Glad to have you with us.
Well, thank you for the chance to talk about what we've been doing and what I plan on doing the next term.
First of all, why did you start down this road. Why did you run in the first place, Ben?
Well, 20 years ago, I worked in auto parts industry, and the county had bid out some things, and, you know, we were the low bidder, and they didn't take the low bid. They just, I guess, it was probably the good old boy system and took whatever bid they wanted. And, you know, I thought that really wasn't the best way to conserve taxpayer dollars. So I ran for county commission and got elected. And, you know, 3 terms as a county commissioner in 12 years, as one of 15, I voted the way the people in my district wanted, and I voted against tax increases and voted against certain things and for other things that's helped the county long term. But, you know, after 12 years, the county executive that was in office then, I felt like, you know, I brought up some ideas, and, you know, he didn't really think they were good ideas for the county and didn't go along with it. So I decided I could do a better job than him, and I run for county executive. And I was lucky enough to get elected 8 years ago, and last time I ran, I was unopposed, so lucky to have 2 terms. So that's the main reason, but I felt like there was a better way to do things and a better way of helping the people of this county. And so far, everything has worked out pretty good. And I just hope the people of Overton County see that and want me to continue some of the things I've started.
To move the county forward, you have to work with those other elected officials. You have to work with the school system. How do you approach leadership in that way?
You know, in the past, I think the problem and some of the reasons it didn't work out with other county executives, they took it like they were the one over everything, and they are not. And, you know, I work for the county commission. They don't work for me. They're the bosses, and I'm the one that brings up things to them every month to vote on, and they have the authority to vote on taxes and pass it and vote on industrial property and things like that. So I realize I'm not the one over it. I'm the person that has to get everybody together at the table to work together for the good of this county. And the school system right now has been better than ever to work with. Director of schools, Donnie Holman, has been really good to work with, and he's at a lot of the county meetings, and he calls me a lot wanting to know what else he can do to help. And our budget departments work together really good. And all the other offices are working together more than we ever have. We all ride on a Christmas parade float together, and we all do Halloween on the square and give out candy together. And there's more unity to the county. In the past, it's a bunch, and I think that's why some of the things we've done have worked so well. In the past, there's a bunch of people going every different direction and nothing getting accomplished. And we're all working together as a team. And this county has really grew in the last 8 years. And it's because we're working together and we've all got one goal, to help the school children in this county and help all the people of the county.
Ben Danner is a candidate for Overton County Executive. How would you describe the financial health of Overton County today?
Well, let's go back in time 8 years ago, and to be honest, numbers don't lie. When I took office, we'd just come out of an economic downturn. Property taxes had been raised 3 times in the 4 years before I took office. In 2014, we had a 10% unemployment rate. We had a $1.99 tax rate on the property taxes, and sales tax collections were only about $700,000 a year for the county's part. So I've worked with, right after I got elected, I sold the industrial park that had been sitting for years vacant, the Fitzgeralds, and that's turned into a multi-million-dollar investment, and 100 jobs or more right now, and a lot of property tax coming into the county. The unemployment rate is 2.7%, which has been one of the lowest in the state. Sales tax collections are $2.5 million right now. Fitzgeralds is one thing. We've got dollar stores come in. I've worked with other companies that's come into Overton County, and also worked with the legislature to get past the internet sales tax, where it the counties now get it. When the people live out, say in Rickman, you order something off Amazon, Overton County gets that sales tax now instead of it going to the state, and that's really helped. And also, when I got elected, you know, we had $3 million fund balance is what the county had in our general fund. We've got over $6 million right now in fund balance, and the tax rate's $1.97 right now. So we've got a lower tax rate, lower unemployment rate, and we've got 3 times the sales tax coming in that we had. And the thing that's really important about all that is the property tax. You know, when we bring that in, of course, July 1, we just passed our budget, so our new year starts July 1. So the county has to go July, August, September, and October So a third of the year we have to go with no income coming in at all to the county and all of our expenses going out. So that's why it's important to have a really healthy fund balance, because we've got a, you know, it's several million dollars a year in expenses it costs to payroll and to, you know, do things like ambulance service, sheriff's department, solid waste department. So it takes quite a bit of money. We need over $3 million in fund balance. So that's why having a healthy fund balance of $6 million really benefits the people of this county, because some counties have to borrow money to start the year. And then when they get property tax money in, they have to pay that money back, and then it gets them in a hole and they never can get out of it. But financially, Overton County's in better shape than we've ever been. I mean, this is the seventh year in a row we went without raising taxes. And as far back as I can look, we have never in the history of Overton County ever went 7 years without raising taxes. So financially, we're in better shape. Unemployment rate's lower. We are almost debt-free. We built a new county services building in 2018, and we paid that off Tuesday. I took the check to the bank and paid that off out of this new budget 10 years early, and we saved $373,000 in interest. So the important part about that is, when we set the property tax rate, we put 11 cents of the $1.97 into debt service to pay debts. So in the 2024 year, Overton County will pay our last payment, and we will be completely debt-free, which I don't know that we've ever, since we started, been debt-free. But the good news about that is, when we pay those debts off, that 11 cents we put into debt service fund, we can turn and put that back in the general fund if we have to and keep from raising taxes. Because, you know, historically, every 10 years or so, the economy takes a downturn, and we know inflation's outrageous right now. Gas prices are unreal. Who knows what's coming in the next few years with the real estate prices. So if after the 2024 year, if things do turn that way, I've got the budget set up to where Overton County can make do with the funds we've got and not put that on the taxpayers, which is tremendous, because nobody wants to raise taxes at any time, but especially when people are out of work and in an economic downturn. So, you know, financially, we're better than ever. Jobs, every company we got's hiring right now. We've got industry looking at moving here. I'm in the process of working with two companies right now. So, you know, like I said, financially, Overton County is in really, really good shape.
Where does Overton County stand in terms of its ability to recruit industry and quote-unquote growth?
Well, right now, we're in really good shape. Of course, we're right close to Interstate 40. Highway 111 has really helped us. But we've been showing some other property that we have an option on purchasing, and I've got two companies right now looking at wanting to buy that property. So I'm in the process of meeting with the landowner and trying to go negotiate to buy that property. So we've got two different companies. One of them will be $30 million investment, about 100 jobs, and the other company will be more investment than that and even more jobs. So when the county bought the industrial park we had in Rickman in 2002, it sat for several years vacant. Of course, we were in an economic downturn then. You know, the opportunity is amazing right now to look at being able to buy this property and probably when we purchase it, turn right around and sell it to two companies that are looking to spend almost $100 million investment to bring 200 to 300 jobs to this county. So the problem is that will sell all the property we're looking at buying, and we need to look for more property, which is a very good problem to have.
Finally, Ben Danner, when somebody walks into the polls to cast their vote, why should they vote for you?
Well, in any job that you're trying to hire, and I've been a manager in different places, in restaurants and auto parts, when you look at hiring somebody, you look at hiring somebody that's got experience. I've got 20 years experience running this county, 12 as a county commissioner, 8 as a county executive. Things have went really good in the 8 years that I've been county executive. The county is better shape than it's ever been, and experience matters. I mean, we starting day one, September 1st, we can continue the process I've started and keep this county growing forward, or we can go back in time like we did several years ago when we've had a lot of one-term county mayors, and everybody has to relearn everything, and it takes several years to learn the whole process because it's over $70 million budget. There's a whole lot to it. I'm the most experienced candidate running for this office, and I can lead us forward from day one like I have been for the last 8 years, and I would like to ask everyone for their vote and support and their prayers, because there's a lot to this job and a lot of pressure, and a lot of people's lives and livelihoods are at stake, and I promised 8 years ago I'd do the best for the people of this county, and that's the only promise I made, and I will continue that promise.
If you are going to court, you need the very best. You need a specialist with proven experience and results to get you justice. Cookeville attorney Henry Fincher is who you need. He's a Harvard Law School graduate. He's recognized as a national super lawyer. Henry Fincher is a certified specialist in civil trial, elder law, and family law. No other attorney in Tennessee has more certified specialties. Don't trust your case to just any lawyer. Hire the best. Hire Henry Fincher.
One storm could change your landscape. Don't let that happen. Call Putnam County Tree Service to get the trees trimmed, dead branches removed, stumps ground. All it takes is one strong wind to damage your home. Putnam County Tree Service can help with the heavy branches to keep your trees healthy and strong. Call 528-3828, 528-3828 to protect your home, your landscape, your family. Putnam County Tree Service. Make the call this week.
Next on our program is Miss Jennifer Gilliam Rodriguez. She is seeking a seat on the White County Commission out of District 6. Jennifer, it's great to have you on the program with us this evening. What led to your decision to seek a seat on the White County Commission?
I think the biggest reason that I wanted to seek the seat is because just the way that I see things that are being run. I've had family members that's been, you know, in public offices before, and they always done a really good job, and I always talked to them about different topics and things that was going on in town and in our community. And as I watch now, as you know, things change, I see so many things that I would like to be involved in and maybe make it better for my community.
Jennifer, what experiences in your life do you feel help make you a good candidate for the county commission?
Well, I have lived in Black County my whole life. Actually, the district that I'm living in now is the 6th district, of course, but my family, my mother was raised there and still lives in the house that she grew up in. The 6th district has always been my home. I built a house there on the farm in 2007, and I own a business also here in Sparta that I've been in business here in Sparta for 30 years. And so I see a lot of people. I listen to a lot of people. I hear the things that people like or don't like about politics or things that are going on in the community that they'd like to see change or be different. And just being out in public in an office or in a business here in town, I think I just really feel like I could make a change and maybe make a difference.
Were there any particular issues or events that occurred that maybe helped to influence your decision to run?
No, not really anything in particular. I think it's just something that I felt like for several years now that I wanted to do, and just, you know, reading what's going on and seeing what's going on and seeing different topics comes up that I may not agree with, and then I hear other people talk about, and I just want to be more involved in that and see what I can do as far as helping and making things better for this community.
Jennifer Gilliam Rodriguez is our guest on Meet the Candidate. She is seeking a seat on the White County Commission out of District 6. Jennifer, as you've met with and spoken with local voters, what are you hearing from them in terms of some of their concerns?
Well, there's just different things that are coming up. Our land tax is going up so much, and codes about people with things in their yards, and just different things that have come up that I hear on actually a daily basis that people are concerned about. And I would like to be one that's elected, that I'm in the seat and they can actually call me and voice their opinions. I'd like to hear from my constituents if I am elected. I'd like to hear what they have to say and not just go on my own thoughts, but hear what my community thinks about it and go more with their votes. And I don't know that that's done a whole lot as far as reaching out and listening to what other people feel or what they think before your decision is made. And I think that should be done.
If you are elected, what will the voters of White County and District 6 be getting in Jennifer Gilliam Rodriguez as their representative?
Well, they'll be getting a lifelong 53-year resident of White County, a business owner in White County, someone that sees and talks to the people of this county and my district every day on a daily basis. They'll have somebody that is in tune to their needs and their wants or what they think about different topics that come up. And I will be working for the people. I'm very blunt. I'm not a follower. I pretty much say what I think, and I'm going to be the one that absolutely works for my district.
Jennifer Gilliam Rodriguez, our guest on Meet the Candidates. Again, she is seeking a seat on the White County Commission in District 6. Derek Hutchings is seeking a seat on the County Commission out of District 6. Derek, it's great to have you on the program. What led to your decision to run for the White County Commission?
I got involved with the County Commission August of 2020. There was a resolution that come up that piqued my interest. I wasn't really happy with what I was hearing was coming through from it. And instead of complaining about it, I decided to get involved and learn how the process works, learn how things go, and give some input in the resolution. That's what got me started. I've been attending the meetings consistently ever since August of 2020.
Derek, what experiences in your life do you feel make you a good candidate for the commission?
So I'm a small business owner. I have a couple of partners, and we have three finance companies here in the Upper Cumberland. All three service White County, and you know I'm a manager and an owner, so I'm used to dealing with finances. It's a finance company, so you know, I'm used to dealing with budgets daily with my customers, with the banks that I deal with. So I feel like that experience has really led me down a path to where I can have a lot of good input in the County Commission, especially on the finance side and the budgeting side.
Derek, what do you think are the most important characteristics for a County Commissioner?
Honesty, integrity, and a vision for the future. The decisions that we make today, how are they going to affect us in 5 or 10 years down the road? I feel like some people make decisions impulsively, and they don't think about how that's going to affect us for the future. And that's really what I want to bring to the table. I'm not going to make a rash decision. I'm going to think about how it's going to affect us in, you know, 5 or 10 years down the road before I make a decision.
Derek Hutchings is our guest on Meet the Candidates. He is seeking a seat on the White County Commission out of District 6. Derek, a few moments ago, you mentioned something that happened a couple of years ago that piqued your interest, and you've been attending the County Commission meetings. What are some concerns that you do have that are facing White County, particularly if you're elected and move forward with the commission?
I feel like the biggest thing right now that I've learned from attending the meetings is our landfill. We have a sale that's open right now that is full. It needs to be closed within the next year, and we need to open a new sale. And, you know, that's going to cost, between those two, it's going to cost $4 to $5 million is what the estimates are. So we have some money from the ARP funds that the County Commission has designated to cover part of that. About half of it, about $2.5 million. So we, as the commission, I think that's the biggest thing that we need to get resolved in the next year is how we're going to fund, open our new sale and the remaining money that we need to do there to get that done. That's the biggest thing I feel like is on our plate coming forward.
As we wrap up, Derek, what do you feel like District 6 voters would be getting in Derek Hutchings on the White County Commission?
I've proven in the last year and a half that I can attend the meetings. I know some commissioners have run for this position in the past, and they have a hard time filling the position and being able to show up and go to the meetings. And I've already proven that I can do that, and I will continue to do that if elected as County Commissioner. And get back to my constituents. Relay what's going on to the meetings and get feedback from my constituents and pass that along in the meetings.
Derek Hutchings, he's seeking a seat on the White County Commission out of District 6, and he's been our guest on Meet the Candidates. That's today's Meet the Candidates. If you missed any part of today's show, be sure to visit Newstalk94.1 online for the on-demand audio. Our producer is Jake Wallman. Thank you for joining us for Meet the Candidates. I'm Tom Duggan.